Saskatoon. Momentum is finally building in Canada's canola export program. Markets farm analyst Mike Jubenville has heard reports that China recently purchased up to 1 million tons of the crop from a couple of grain companies for delivery in the March through May period. However, he doesn't think the Asian giant's spending spree will have much of a buoying effect on futures prices, which have been on a downward slide since summer. I don't think they're going to chase the market higher, he said. I think they've given us a price and said, take it or leave it, and we took it. Mercantile Consulting Venture is also reporting on China's recent shopping trip. There has been some fresh export sales activity to China, albeit not a big shift, the firm stated in its recent market report for Sask Canola. It has heard that 4 to 6 cargoes have been sold to China in the last couple of weeks. Mercantile said the sale is for February or March delivery, which is slightly earlier than what Jubenville is reporting. This is a welcome development, but we need to do much more of it to make a material difference, said Mercantile. The new sales come on the heels of a record 739,000 tons of canola purchased by China in December 2023. The vast majority of which was provided by Canada. That is up from the 477,000 tons it bought in November, with Canada supplying about 400,000 tons of that. Both of those totals were huge improvements from October, when no Canadian canola moved to China. Canada's total canola export program is still significantly lagging last year's pace despite the improving sales to its biggest market. Exporters shipped out 2.72 million tons of the crop through week 25 of the 2023-24 crop year, according to the Canadian Grain Commission. That compares to 4.11 million tons of bulk shipments the same time last year. Are we going to be able to make even 6 million tons of exports this year? Jubenville wondered. At this pace, I'd say no. That would be a bitter disappointment. Agriculture Canada is counting on 7.7 million tons of exports for the year. Jubenville said China isn't the problem. It's Canada's other main buyers. Where's Mexico? Where's Japan? Pakistan is not buying. The UAE, United Arab Emirates, toll crushes our canola and sends it to Europe. They're not around, he said. Part of the problem is stiff competition from Australia, which has harvested 4 big crops in a row. Their canola usually flows to the European Union, but it is likely being rerouted to markets in Asia due to the problems with the Suez Canal, said Jubenville. Mercantile believes one of the reasons Canada's sales have been so lackluster is that Statistics Canada has overestimated the size of the 2023 crop. Mercantile thinks farmers harvested 17.79 million tons of canola, which is below the official government estimate of 18.33 million tons. Jubenville said the market seems to think the opposite is true, otherwise futures values wouldn't be dropping so low. However, he said increasing or decreasing Canada's production by a few hundred thousand tons is immaterial because prices are being weighed down by the sluggish vegetable oil complex.